Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Edward, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Saint Maid, you provided tons of value to my life, and this is just a small token in my appreciation for your efforts. Well Ed, thanks for your donation. I thought I'd use it to cover the somewhat recent story of Danny Masterson. Someone on Reddit posted the following, and I quote, "Let me preface by saying, I don't like Danny Masterson. I don't like him in the 70s show, and I didn't like him in general. He seems like a creep, and the fact that he's a Scientologist makes it even worse. For those of you that don't know, Danny Masterson has been found guilty of rape and sentenced to a minimum of 30 years behind bars. He's 47 years of age, married, and has only one child. I don't know, but I can only presume that he will appeal. So why the post then? If you bother to look at the details, this is a nightmare scenario. First of all of this happened in California, a U.S. state that is notorious for some of the most biased politically charged verdicts. What happened is that in the year 2017, in the wake of the Me Too movement, three women started a civil lawsuit against him, alleging sexual assault that literally happened decades before. He lost his career based on those allegations alone. It wasn't until the year 2020 that the LAPD charged him criminally for alleged crimes committed in 2001 and 2003, almost 20 years prior. The first trial took place in the fall of 2022. The jury was deadlocked and leaned towards an acquittal based on inconsistencies and implausibilities in the accuser's testimonies. A mistrial was rendered based on the deadlock, so the prosecutor started a second trial in 2023. The second time around on the allegations of two of the three accusers, he was found guilty. The third accuser's case was left hung as the jury was unable to reach a verdict. Today he was sentenced to a minimum of 30 years of life. The guilty verdicts was obtained more or less solely on the accuser's testimonies. That's it. That's all it took to destroy his life. His pleas that some of his accusers were ex-girlfriends that were plotting against him were just ignored. There is something unsettling about how quickly a man's life can be destroyed based on allegations related to things that happened decades prior. Why didn't the accusers speak out in 2002 or 2003? Or maybe even 2010? Why wait decades? It just seems so surreal. The fact that the first jury was leaning towards acquitting him and that the second jury only convicted him for matters related to two or three of the accusers shows you just how the juries were. It's bonkers when you think about it." Unquote. Of course, what's missing in this story is that both women were his girlfriends. Why would you rape someone that you're dating? None of this makes any sense. Aren't you in a relationship with someone because you're willingly giving it up to them? Sometimes when I was in relationships, I didn't want to do the deed, and I begrudgingly popped a boner to satisfy her. Can I now accuse her of rape? If he goes to prison, the earliest he will be up for release is when he turns 77. If he ever gets that old, his child will now grow up without a father. Also, the two ex-girlfriends were part of the Church of Scientology, which he, Danny, was also a member of. Maybe someone in the church doesn't like him. Maybe these two conspired together. It doesn't make sense because he was a high-value man that could have got hundreds or thousands of attractive women throwing themselves at him. Why would he do something like this? Maybe these women were promised marriage and then he reneged, so they're now taking it out on him. I don't know, but I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Me Too madness never seems to end clown world show. And speaking of Me Too, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 15 years based on evidence that was just testimony, not a shred of physical evidence. After that, women started using their new weapon of false accusations and allegations to go after the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The problem is because all of this is storytelling, and we know that women collude like they're members of the mafia, the truth will never be discovered. Not to mention that most of society will automatically take a woman's word over a man's. After all, the slogan was pumped into our heads that Me Too was all about believing all women. Meanwhile, Asia Argento, the first one that got Me Too going against Weinstein, from what I can recall, ended up taking advantage of a younger teenage boy. Women now have the power to destroy a man's career and life, simply by making a false accusation. Women probably believe that men will continue acting the same way we always have, even though they now have this new power. The person that posted that comment I read says that Masterson seems like a creep. I think that that's one of the reasons why the jury sided with the women. He doesn't look very likable and has a bit of autistic look to his face, with a complete lack of facial expressions. Maybe that's why they had him in sunglasses during that 70s show, because they didn't want people to see the cold, expressionless eyes behind them. The first trial was during COVID, and he was wearing a mask, and that probably helped make him more likable. Being someone on the spectrum and having generalized social anxiety, oftentimes nothing but my physical presence is enough to make some people dislike me. People don't know how to respond to someone that appears to be more of an android instead of a human. It's like that same look one might get from Facebook Zuck the Cuck. If someone like Zuck was accused of rape by a woman in front of a jury, what do you think they do? They'd obviously convict Mr. Data. One woman below that posted that she was raped by someone years ago, and that she felt anger, shame, and a ton of embarrassment, and said that the last thing she wanted to do was talk to law enforcement all about it. But I think something doesn't add up here. He could have had a lot more hot women, or paid for one for a couple hours with the millions that he was making. If the accusations did happen, maybe he was drunk and not in control of his faculties. That's an excuse that women would use for sleeping with a man that she just met, and then regretting it in the morning. Except in that case, it would be the man's fault that she slept with him. He should have stopped her because she was drunk. Another guy in the comment section mentions that there's no statute of limitations, it seems, for women when it comes to sexual abuse. But he was abused and found out from other men there's a time limit. The guy lost his job at a Fortune 100 company. A 22-year-old intern stole his work twice, and he ratted her out to the director. She had the choice of losing a $60,000 a year job after the internship or try something new. So she told the boss that he was acting inappropriately. Get this, he never met her, and she was 500 miles away from him. He had proof nothing happened with all their communications records. He was still let go by the company, and she kept the internship. That's what's called moral hazard. He says it's better to appear politically correct these days for a company than let a man keep his job in the Me Too era. He contacted dozens of lawyers, and none took the case because cases that deal with women making false accusations are largely unwinnable. So with stories like this, and the ball being in women's court, MGTOW will only grow. The consequences of this is that many men will say, screw it, I'm not going anywhere near women, even at work, or I'll go out of my way to find jobs where I don't have to interact with them. Because I could get 30 years in prison, or at the very least, get fired by a yeast demon. Companies and governments that are staffed by mostly women and simps will fail. We're seeing that with Comifornia and Hollywood. The female writers are failing in Hollywood, and the executives are hiding the streaming numbers for the women-led and written shows. Eventually, companies like Disney are going to start running out of cash, and the adult males will come in and make the big cuts. Exactly what's happened at Warner Discovery. Companies are also going to bring AI in to replace all the unproductive women. It's mostly men that invest in AI, so we will profit from women's job losses disproportionately. Women are increasingly getting off on making men suffer, and once men have had enough, they'll put themselves in a position where women can no longer make us suffer. But what happened back 20 years plus with guys like Danny Masterson will potentially haunt guys. Women want to police the bad men, and they're out there, but for every one bad man, there are 99 good guys. And they'll lose all the good men, and then they'll try to get us back somehow by shaming us, by saying things like real men date single mothers, or real men open doors for women. Today I was filming an event with a woman, and I walked in front of an automated door, and I tripped the sensor so it opened up for her behind me. I told her, look, I held the door for you. She spitefully and sarcastically said, you're such a gentleman. Who knows when the last time was when a man held a door for her? That's probably why she was bitter about it, and I triggered some inadequacy she felt about no man wanting to open a door for her. As for Masterson, I don't think we'll ever know the truth about what happened. If it was a Scientology conspiracy, if he got drunk and took advantage of his own girlfriends, or if they were angry that he never married them, or if the jury just thought he looked creepy enough to do it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again, Tedward, for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men are going to get smashed by Tyrone in the state penitentiary because of false allegations these days. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. this channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that get jealous when a Chad dumps them and then file for a false accusation away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.